the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Our first guest today is a man well known to viewers of movies and television, the actor Liam Cunningham, who is just back from Barcelona, where yesterday he supported the launch of the Global Summit Flotilla mission. Liam, thank you very much for joining us. A bit of disappointing news today that the flotillas had to return to port because of unsafe weather conditions, but presumably is that just a temporary setback?
It's just a hiccup, Matt. They just have to, some of the boats are 50 boats, and they're not all cruise liners or whatever you want to call them. So they have to be very careful with the crews on board and make sure that they get there. So if there's a temporary pause, there's actually two storms, I heard. So I think they're trying to fit between the two. But they just have to be careful when you've got that amount of boats going. You obviously have to put safety first.
And they're going first out of Spanish ports such as Barcelona, heading for Tunisia, and then they'll head along the African coastline after that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's another, I'm not sure how many boats, but I think there's about 50, or between 40 and 50 altogether going, with tons and tons of humanitarian aid.
Indeed, yes. And it's all about humanitarian aid, isn't it? This is the emphasis, isn't it, that's been placed on the cargo.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And this is, I mean, look, to a lot of your listeners, they will view this as a heroic act. The people going on this, and it was said in the press conference yesterday, this is failure. The fact that this flotilla has to go is failure, and because it should be the international community that's doing this. And today, on the wires, today, from The Hague, I have it in front of me here so I don't get the words wrong, which I think is extraordinary and completely justifies the flotilla. The world's biggest academic association of genocide scholars have passed a resolution saying the legal criteria have been met to establish Israel as committing genocide in Gaza, its president said on Monday. It's a 500-member international association of genocide scholars. 86% of them, 9 out of 10 almost, said they've met the legal definition set out in Article 2 of the 1948 US Convention on Genocide, which, will, if you remember, was set up because of the Holocaust. So, I mean, that's where we are at the minute. So it puts Western governments and governments around the world in a very strange position, where under legislation for genocide, they are under an obligation to intervene, not just complain about it, not just ask for stop. They are legally obliged to intervene. So our flotilla, the flotilla that's going, is totally justified in doing this, both legally and under humanitarian law.
I just clarify as well, Liam, I think you have work commitments, don't you, which meant that you couldn't actually travel on the boats.
100%. I actually came from Budapest as quickly as I could to get there just for the launch. And I had to get back here. We've got the march on Saturday, which I'll be on. But by the time they reach Gaza, I would have 300 people pointing a camera at an empty chair and waiting for me. So I've contractual commitments, and I don't want to let down the people that I've been working with either. I can't, contractually. So I'm actually denied the luxury, shall we say, which is a strange word to use, of going.
Tell us a bit, though, about the press conference yesterday, because I've seen the photographs of you with Greta Thunberg. Tell us a little bit about her. Was that your first meeting with her?
No. I was in Sicily for the previous launch when she was kidnapped, and I don't put that in quotation marks because it happened in they broke maritime law and kidnapped her and the 12 people that were on that little boat and put them in detention and treated them incredibly badly and then deported them. And she's an incredibly brave individual. And when she was asked, you know, how you're an eco warrior trying to save, you know, climate change and all that. And she said, they're tied up. I mean, the amount of these things are, it's about the future of the human race and the future of humans living on this planet. And, you know, Gaza is a perfect example of how that's being destroyed. She sees the two as interlinked. And I have to say, I understand her argument.
Indeed. How do you get on with her on a personal level? Because, you know, there seems to be enough. There are some men of various ages who seem to be, shall we say, triggered by her, that they get very, very annoyed about the fact that she is so articulate and so passionate about her interests.
She is, she's a beacon of hope. I think, yeah, these idiots, and yeah, you're right, most of them are men, don't like what she's saying because she shows more bravery than all of them put together. And she embarrasses them. and they try and cover themselves up with some testosterone-driven anger, and they're pathetic. It's laughable.
Do you think, is she having an impact?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, look, this whole thing has gone around. The press conference was extraordinary. I didn't think it was going to be one-eighth of what we... The amount of cameras that were there, you know, Reuters was there, AP, Sky News, there was everybody. I would have been more than happy to talk to any Irish outlet, but there didn't seem to be anyone there, which is a bit of a shame. But I spent most of the day talking about what's going on and publicising it, and it's gone around the world. She's shining a light on this, I suppose, being the best known of everybody there. And that can only be a good thing for the benefit of the Palestinian people.
Do you think our attitude is shifting a little bit? That belatedly, that there is a realization amongst those who either weren't paying attention or who didn't want to be seen to be criticizing Israel for fear of being accused of anti-Semitism, that there is now a greater realization that what is happening is terrible and has to be confronted.
100%. And that we're hiding behind this accusations of anti-Semitism, and no one's to be accused of that. And the awful thing about it, when you're hiding a genocide and accusing critics of being anti-Semitic, is it empowers the disgusting behaviour of anti-Semitism. It legitimises it, where this has nothing to do with Jewish people. This is about how one group of people is allowed to treat another group of people. So nobody is standing for that. And to go back to your question, even Hollywood... in the last this week in Venice, there's a film by about Hind Rajab, the little girl who was 355 bullets in the car she was in while she was making a telephone call looking for help, and they hit the emergency workers as well. Five new executive producers have come on board that movie. One of them is Brad Pitt. One is a Mexican, wonderful Mexican director called Alfonso Cuarón, who I worked with. Joaquin Phoenix is on. Jonathan Glazer picked up best director. And the tide is very, very much turning. And it's time for people to stand up. I know a lot of people have been kind of going, oh, please make this go away. They don't want to see it anymore, but they didn't think they could do anything about it. It's time to really shout about this. There's, you know, the amount of deaths that's happening every day, and along with the good news about we're not selling Israeli war bonds anymore, the tide is definitely turning.
Yeah, let's just to clarify that the Central Bank of Ireland today announced that it is leaving its mandate for the sale of Israeli bonds money, which was being put to the purposes of the war in Gaza. That mandate has ended. Unfortunately, Luxembourg has taken it up, and Luxembourg will be providing the means by which Israel will be able to raise this money. But Ireland will not be doing that from now on. But how disappointing is it that it took until now for that decision to be made?
Look, the wheels of politics, they say a week is a long time in politics. It's not a long time when you're trying to stop a genocide. There's been obfuscation. There's been lots of talk, and talk is cheap, Matt. We both do it for a living. But things have to change, and our government and all the governments around the world now are going to have to stand up and be proactive in stopping this. They are under an obligation. They cannot sit by and go, isn't it terrible? Isn't it this, that, and the other? We're working hard behind the scenes. All that's all crap now, Matt. Things have to be done. And with the Occupied Territories Bill, we have to have services now. It's not just banning avocados and the olives from... We need to include services in this. Otherwise, the country is morally bankrupt.
How confident are you that the measures taken will, in some stage, get Israel to stop? Because it seems that it's completely oblivious to any of the criticism that is offered at it. And it has the support, it seems, at all times, of the United States and doing what it wants to do.
Those same words that you've just used could have been used about the apartheid regime in South Africa, Matt. They were embedded and oppressing the indigenous population there. And once they were hit in the pocket, they had to sit up. Their economy was going to be ruined. And they're already, I mean, the Israel's economy is in the toilet at the moment. And I saw one figure of $285 million a day they're spending on this war. That's unsustainable. And the only way to stop them, if they're not going to do it from a legal and moral, is to hit them economically. And there's no country can put up, excuse me, there's no country can put up with that assault on their economy, and they will come round.
Liam Cunningham, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.